Welcome to the Swim Swam podcast. I'm today's host, Coleman Hodges. The American Swimming Coaches Association has unveiled a major update to the Russell Mark video library, transforming it into an invaluable resource and teaching tool for coaches. Sitting down with us today, the namesake of this coaching video library, Russell Mark. Russell, how's it going, man?
It's going great. Yeah, glad to be here, glad to be talking with you, and glad to be talking about this.
This episode of the Swim Swam podcast is sponsored by Commit Swimming, Swim Swam's exclusive team management software partner. Since 2015, Commit has been providing coaches with swimming's leading workout management software. And now, Commit has team management software too. Commit wants to help you make the switch from Team Unify to a simpler, more powerful solution. Their onboarding and customer service team will walk you through every step of the way. Check them out at commitswimming.com to book your demo today. That's commitswimming.com. Let's dive into this. You are an internationally renowned stroke technique expert who has a stellar track record for helping elite athletes win on the world stage. And you have carefully curated over 70 videos of strokes, starts, turns, underwaters, and drills. This library, which we will put the link in the description below, is the ultimate go-to destination for coaches seeking an easy-to-use teaching tool for athletes of all ages. That's a lot. So I guess just first, can you give me a little background about this video library, how it started, and then just how you've been able to compile all of these videos, and if you had a goal in mind for this library?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my first 20 years of my career, probably the number one thing that coaches would ask me for are video references. It's obviously such an incredible tool to be able and powerful way to be looking. That's how everyone's wired these days. And so, you know, when the opportunity came to work with ASCA, I told Jen that the number one thing that I want to do is create a video library for ASCA. And, you know, not just elite athlete. Yeah, there's some kind of barriers for people to maybe do it exactly the same as an elite athlete if you're, you know, an age grouper or club athlete. So yeah, basically over the last 2 years, just been trying to compile good examples of club athletes examples. And yeah, just have the technique, see the positions that you can get in and that you should be trying to achieve. And yeah, the things that I'm using when I'm talking to people, and it's been awesome, you know, basically being able to together for the last, you know, year and a half or so that the library has been up. It's basically just been a video depository. It's been a place where people can find examples, but there's a new tech update that you mentioned that I'm so excited about. I was a little bit unexpected how good it would be, but it turns it to basically being a video depository to an actual tool that coaches can use on deck, where you can pull it up on your mobile device and it'll loop automatically. You can control the playback speed, and just that looping in itself is kind of what you're looking for. If I'm put up a 2 second clip, you don't want to just see it for 2 seconds and then have to hit play every single time. Yeah. So to be able to have it loop and go back and keep going, I'm so excited about it. And thanks to Steve Hall and Ariel Hodges, who have been kind of putting all this together for me, and you know, their ability to put the technology to the video has made it such a cool thing.
Yeah. Just hearing you talk about it makes me want to get on deck now, right? And just be like, all right, listen up, kids. This is how you swim by Russell Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's definitely it isn't me swimming, that's for sure. It's called, you know, it's been named the Russell Martin Video Lab. Definitely not me, but it's, you know, there's also coaches talking about drill, you know, that they've done at ASCA clinics. So, you know, we have a set of drills from Braden Holloway doing fly drills with kids that he hasn't worked with, which I think is the coolest part too, is that when you see coaches communicate to athletes drills, you get to see the language that they have to use as well, in addition to this is what the video looks like. But like, how do you, everyone struggles, every athlete might struggle with just like the communication to the action. And so you see Braden, or there's drills with Tyle and Ken Heiss from Mason Manor Rays doing fly as well. And just, you see these coaches working with athletes that they haven't worked with, and the language that they have to use, and the different ways that they have to try to communicate to get the action to happen. And so I think every coach goes through that trial and error. I think that's one of the coolest things. So it's not just examples of stroke and aspects of stroke, but also drills in there that I think every coach is always looking for those things.
Yeah. How at present moment, do you have an estimation of how big this library is? You know, how many videos or how many drills? What are the numbers you can give us?
So, I mean, I think there's, over 70 videos right now. And I've said, I don't want to go for quantity. I want to go for quality. And so, like, I don't want this library to be exploding and kind of unwieldy and hard for people. If I'm going to add more videos of freestyle catch, I'm just going to append it to, you know, the example that's already there, or replace the current example if I find something better. So, you know, that's the thing. It's like, over the years, you might not see people doing things different. I might just have a better video that people can use as, you know, I think that is important. It's like, you know, in terms of drills, there's stuff for every stroke. You know, a lot of it is, And that's one of the cool things. Like, yes, we have Todd and Braden and Ken Heiss doing their drills, but, you know, all the other drills that I have, you know, kind of independent things that I think capture the important aspects of the stroke that I'm trying to teach. So, you know, in freestyle, it's like an appropriate amount of rotation. It's not an over rotation. It's appropriate rotation to go with a good catch. So like the drills that I'm talking about kind of lend itself to. So I think, you know, there's obviously an infinite number of spin that you can put on drills, and I encourage coaches to do that. Hopefully this just gives some inspiration and ideas, and you know, we all are borrowing and reusing and, you know, kind of repurposing things that we've, so yeah, hopefully that gives some idea. But yeah, about right now there's about 70, and there's a couple areas that I need to still add to. But it's hopefully still people find it useful.
Yeah, I love this, the philosophy of we're all sharing, right? I mean, that's how swimming is going to get faster. That's how it's going to grow and expand and be more inclusive, is if I think you have that mindset of it's all sharing. And I feel like this is a wonderful tool and piece to include in that philosophy. But it's, I mean, you share with so many different people on pool decks. You've been to hundreds of pools. I'm sure you've interacted with thousands of coaches and athletes. Can you give us some specifics of your favorites or just people you've really enjoyed working with throughout putting this video library together, or just a couple names that have stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves the specific names, but I would say, yeah, it's just been, what's been awesome is in my travels now is that coaches and athletes have given me a license on deck for me to be able to help people. And yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, like, working with club athletes and in development, and now, you know, some of the elite athletes I'm working with too, like, I've just leaned way more into teaching and drilling, and obviously, like, working with elites and people near, you know, the top of the Olympic spectrum, they are, I would say, like, I've always talked about technique and said, hey, be in this position. And, you know, we work with elite athletes, and a lot of times they can just do it and they can get into those positions. But in most swimmers, you have to be able to isolate positions and drill. So like, yeah, I would say coaches around the country now have just given me, yeah, a little bit more creative license on deck to be able to teach and coach. And so whether that's, you know, at Carmel or Eric Meyer at Zionsville or Tom Rushton with his elite athletes. And it's just been very, very cool experience to be able to, yeah, I would say everybody's been awesome. And it's like, I'm going around the country working with athletes. And then I'm, when I remember, when I can, when my hands aren't tied, like taking video as well of people doing good things. And that's been, yeah, probably the coolest part of it all.
Okay. This question is a little introspective, so I'm asking for specifics, but it's about you. You know, you're working with a lot more, like you said, in development with club kids. And you know, language is important and being able to communicate effectively to them so that they understand it, where so many athletes are going to need a different level of communication to understand things, right? Like, do you feel like you've learned how to communicate effectively or change your communication style at all? Just when you are teaching to big groups or to more developmental groups, or just how do you feel like you have learned to communicate differently to them?
I mean, I would say that's the key to effective coaching. That's what our legends do. And that's not my nature to be an effective, succinct communicator. I love words. I love over-explaining. My dad was like that too. And he explained, you know, math to me and science. And but in swimming, you have 1 or 2 seconds to be able to communicate and, you know, an effective visualization that in mind. And so that's what the legends have done. Eddie Reese, I would say, is probably the master at like taking something very complicated and like saying it in 3 or 4 words. David Marsh, Dave Durden, Jack Bowerly. That's where, like, when it was trying to watch them and how they communicate and me trying to fake be like that because that's not my nature. So I would say, yeah, like, and then obviously you talk to little kids and, you know, how do you use shapes? How do you use analogies and still portray thing that you're trying to get across? So that's, I would say, yeah, it's always evolving. I'm always trying to pick up new words and phrases. And yeah, I would say, like, for me, like, you know, when talking about rotation, I got this one from Kat Leach at swimming in Virginia Beach. She's the head Asian coach there. And it's like, you're rotating, if you're wearing pants, you're rotating to your front pocket only. So like, so that your front pocket on your pants is rotating down or rotating up for backstroke. So like, yeah, like everyone knows what wearing pants is like and where those pockets. And if you think about that as the rotation, yeah, like, I think that could be a little bit more visual and understanding than say, like, obviously more than just like, hey, rotate 20 degrees and 30 degrees. Like, nobody can visualize what that is, or even like takes it a step further than saying rotate your thigh down. It's like, no, rotate your front pocket. And so like that alone, again, credit to Kat Leach at Tide Swimming. Like, I love that. And it's like, so I'm always trying to learn, and now like trying to learn from great age group coaches what those visual words are and what those cues are.
Yeah, that is the example I was looking for. I mean, that's so cool. And I mean, in my fantasy world, like, some elite swimmer hears this and is like, oh yeah,
yeah,
rotate my front pocket, my front pants pocket.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, that's the epitome, right? But I also love the idea of these big ideas but small concepts, right? Or small phrases, small communications, because you don't think about that. But that's something every swimmer can relate to, is being on the wall for 2 seconds and their coach yelling something at them before the next repetition.
Yeah. And the reality is, like, I'm not a great namer of drills or positions, and because I'm so literal with the way that I think. And so, yeah. And then the one that has been probably resonated the longest in the things that I've done in freestyle, and just like getting into this catch position where you have your elbow out, your hand below your shoulder, and you make this triangle, and call it the triangle. And yeah, that was like my buddy, Pete Mavro at Las Vegas Swim Club, just called the power triangle. Like, okay, you like, that's why I need help. Me just put like these amazing short phrases to the positions and the positions that I know are correct, but don't have a cool name for it.
Yeah. I mean, power triangle is pretty cool. Yeah. That makes me think of the electric triangle as a musical instrument, you know, like power triangle.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's great. And I think if you have a good drill and you can have a good name to it, you know, you can make it stick in a swimmer's mind. Like that's coaching in a nutshell, right? it's so cool that this resource exists, that you've put it together, and that now people can very easily access it on a pool deck from anywhere and hopefully utilize some of these drills and get them stuck in their mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just a little bit more about you. Moving into 2024, obviously everyone's focused on the Olympic year, on their country's trials, you know, and obviously the games themselves in Paris. What are you looking forward to this year? In this kind of newer role where, again, you're working with all kinds of swimmers, not just the very elite.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of puts the Olympic years, obviously swimming is, you know, infinite in terms and perpetual in terms of years, you know, but everyone looks at there's definitely borders between, you know, boundaries between, you know, segments of swimming and, or phases of your career. And so I love 2024. It's like the ability to close a data set of the last 4 years, or, you know, in this case, like the last 3 years. But just, you know, at the elite world peaking at this, you know, with the Olympics, I do think, yeah, it's a cool way to close out data set of what this last 4 years look like. So for me, that's super exciting. And, you know, so I'll be collecting race data of top athletes, how it's changed over the years. So to be able to have that, and there's also a data library on the ASCA website. And so basically, you know, you'll be able to find what tempos and cycles are for long course. And, you know, right now I'm at women's NC2As and hope to be able to from here too. So, you know, I also have short course data. So that's what I look forward to in 2024. It's like to be able to have awesome, you know, to kind of a good checkpoint for where swimming is and where swimming performance is, and to be able to summarize. You know, it's kind of difficult time. So yeah, it's a good boundary for me too, to be like, all right, let's summarize the last 4 years, the top 8 swims over the last 4 years and what those look like for this event. And yeah, obviously we know that swimming is just getting faster and faster every year. And that's at all levels. And I hope to be able to do this for the US junior national level. And you know, I have theories and ideas as to what that data would look like compared to what the elite data would look like, but I got to get done and I want to see it. And so that's what I would say. Yeah. And the games from a an enjoyment performance standpoint and see how those stories play out, but then also from a performance data standpoint too.
So I know you said that it's hard to quantify those things year by year, but I am curious if you had specific takeaways, especially in this relatively new role for you at ASCA, for 2023, especially knowing that it was a fairly pivotal year because it is the pre-Olympic year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my takeaways, just looking back and thinking about Fukuoka World Championships at the end of 2023, obviously we see, you know, an amazing performances from around the world. Molly O'Callaghan breaking, you know, world record in the 200 free, which has been around for a long time. You know, I love that she's using more dolphin kicks than anybody else ever has in a 200 long course 200 too. You know, we know dolphin kicks obviously so much, you know, in this upcoming NC2As, we're going to see it put to use
a lot of dolphin kicks.
And yeah. And then we see it backstroke and fly, not as much in the freestyle events. And, you know, I do think like it is cool to see it trending towards that way where dolphin kicks have had to catch up to freestyle speed. And so like, now we have people kicking better than ever. And now we're seeing more. Also in 2023, we have this, you know, amazing breaststroker from China, you know, winning the 50, 100, 200, the 200 world record time. And that kind of range in the event, I would think, is really amazing to see. And like, just as before him, Adam Peaty, it's like people do and you want to learn from it. You want to see and understand if it's replicable and what about it is replicable. And so like when you have someone like Chin Haiyang winning the 50, 100, 200, it just to me reinforces like the range of not just the 50 to 200, but the range of tempo that is necessary in a breaststroker. And you know, whether it's the range of tempo in a 200 breast where your second 50 is your slowest tempo, your fourth 50 is your fastest tempo, or from the 50 to 200 that. So, and then how do you get there? So like it's understanding, I would say, yeah, there's like, obviously swimming is changing before our eyes every year. And so it's understanding what those changes are, what can we teach? And how do we teach it? And so, yeah, I would say in the last year, I've leaned more and more into dolphin kick. And like, and again, like these teams have given me opportunity to try to teach it and talk about it. And so it's putting not just like, it's putting me to the test, put my money where my mouth is. And like, yeah, I'm going to talk about what this technique is, but here, let me give you how we can get this done too. And, yeah, I would like to hope that eventually it accelerates, you know, my contribution, my exposure and my experience with club swimming, age group development now can now accelerate this process to people getting better. I would say like is the floor of what we're doing. And, you know, obviously I've worked at the ceiling part of the sport for a long time. And so, yeah, it's trying to close, you know, raise the ceiling, raise the floor even more, bridge that gap between the two. And that's what's been really exciting about the work. But yeah, anytime that, you know, ASCA gives me an opportunity to, you know, speak at clinics and get in front of coaches is something that I always, I would say, yeah, never take for granted. Just the opportunity to educate and share, and then also likewise back.
Well said. That was a great answer. That was more than I could have hoped for. But Russell, it's always great talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time while you're at Women's NC2As, which starts tomorrow night. So we're ending with this question, your can't miss race for this Women's NC2A Championships. What race or swim event are you looking forward to the most here in Athens, Georgia?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I would say, yeah, who are like, you know, I've had the great opportunity to, yeah, I would say work with some really great athletes. You know, it's been really fun being around Stanford and yeah, being able to watch and Colorado Springs. I mean, Colorado Springs, we have coming up through Pikes Peak Athletics and George Heidinger. and who's the head coach of that team, and Anna Heidinger as well. And then now at Stanford and having an amazing freshman year, you know, under Greg, under Katie, under Kim. And so it's just been really fun to watch that. And I'd love to see, you know, kind of where this year ends with her. And, you know, also just, you know, so I would say 200IM, 400IM in general, like, so much fun. And obviously such a dynamic race, being able to, you know, again, have the great privilege and working with Lydia Jacoby and, you know, some of the Texas breaststrokers too. And so to be able to see them, Anna Alent and Lydia, be able to race and see what good work that they're going to, you know, where their work culminates into this week. So, yeah, I'm excited to see just how people take this opportunity. I love seeing the sport grow. You know, I named a few people, but I don't try not to play favorites because I mean, genuinely, like, I want to see the best for everybody. And that's such a maybe cop out, but I love seeing people push the limits of what they've done and what the sport is doing.
Okay, I lied. I have another hot seat question for you, speaking of which, and it starts with me. So we just did our swim breakdown before this podcast. it'll be out by the time this podcast comes out, certainly. And my hot take for women's in seas is that I said someone would go 55 in the 100 breast. Do you, as a breaststroker yourself, and obviously as a expert stroke analyst, do you think that's possible? I'm not saying, I don't care who. Do you think it's possible that someone will go 55 in the 100 breasts at women's NCs?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, breaststroke has improved so much. We see it worldwide. Obviously, like, that worldwide, you know, it's a pretty international field at NC2As. It can be. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's so cool that would happen. And I think it definitely can.
I knew I liked you, Russell. well, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting. And I appreciate your time and good luck with your work at Women's NCs.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And all the best to you. And yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.